Well, now on Mugs in the Morning, it's my pleasure to introduce a couple ladies from the Child Saving Institute located in Omaha. With us today, I've got Afra Rashid. She's a community outreach specialist at CSI. And I also have to speak with Logan Ditter. She is a family support specialist. Welcome in, ladies. And first of all, talk about the Child Saving Institute. I hadn't heard about this until I received a release on this a couple days ago. Where are you located, and how long have you been there?
Yeah, so thank you for having us on. I'm Afra, and we've been around for actually quite a while. We've been here for 133 years, 134 in April. So we've been around probably longer than most people can remember us for, but we started off sort of as like a shelter, and then we now have evolved into the 16 programs that we have today. And our main campus is located on 46 and Dodge, right next to UNMC.
Okay, you're right there in, Omaha, right next to UMC, as you said. So today, the reason I kind of have you in is to give you a chance to talk about February being Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. And this is something that it's a hard subject, but it does exist. In fact, I think many people would be shocked from the statistics of how common this is. Do you want to point out some statistics, if I get the word out of my mouth, on teen dating violence?
Absolutely. I'm going to pass it off to Logan here.
Hello, I'm Logan. I am a family support specialist in the Family Empowerment Program here at CSI. Talking about how February is Teen Dating Violence Month, we know that nearly 50% of Nebraskan women will experience physical violence from an intimate partner in their lifetime, and a lot of those first incidents happen when the person is a teen.
That's pretty incredible. It's just about a half of all women experience physical violence, whether that be in a dating relationship. And then there's also that percentage goes up to 70% in a couple of other categories. You want to point that out? 70% of Nebraska women face the psychological aggression of public humiliation, tracking, financial manipulation, and threats from intimate partner. We don't often think of those things being included as violence necessary, but they are included.
Right. Yes. Yeah. With about 70% of Nebraskans becoming survivors before the age of 30.
That I think that's pretty incredible, and you have some programs down there at the Child Saving Institute. We want to lock in and allow you a chance to talk about the Family Empowerment Program, or FEP. Tell us what this is.
Yeah, so the FEP program offers one-on-one case management and a support group for survivors of domestic violence. Kind of our focus and our mission is meeting clients where they're at and working towards gaining independence and empowerment after leaving a domestic violence relationship. And within our support group, we do also have a section for teens that covers topics such as unhealthy and healthy relationships, gender roles, and family relationships.
Are we doing a better job these days of educating teens about the dangers or being more aware of what dating violence includes?
I think so. I think that mothers are a lot more open to discussing violence and kind of the reality behind that with their teens. We've worked on getting a little bit more outreach into local high schools and talking about it and just kind of getting the conversation going so there's not so much stigma around the conversation of teen dating violence.
Yeah, it's so difficult to talk about, but yet if you don't talk about it, you don't really have a chance to stem some of that. And then, you're taking care of all these women that have been in bad relationships or had traumatic things happen. And that's what CSI is all about, is treating that, getting to the bottom of it, and getting that healing process started, right?
Right, yes.
Okay. What are some of the things you do within this family empowerment program that help teens and young women get back on the right track and that healing started?
Yeah, we work a lot on securing stable employment, finding secure housing, and then just working on those basic life skills that you need when you're all on your own, especially with teens, finding their independence and how to communicate about things that are happening.
A lot of times, and you could probably attest to this from testimonials from your patients, you come out of that situation, I imagine, as a young woman feeling like it's your fault or something you did prompted a guy to exhibit violence. Is that something initially that's kind of hard to overcome?
Yeah, that's a very common thing that we hear from our clients, is kind of taking on the guilt of a relationship, which is a section that we do cover in our support group and in our one-on-ones, is just understanding that violence is never the survivor's fault, and also how to communicate about that and seeking out the resources to heal.
Yeah, and that's what you offer. I noted you also want to touch a little bit on your pediatric and adolescent therapy. What's that about?
Yeah, so we have a wonderful pediatric and adolescent therapy program here. We have several licensed therapists, as well as a medication management program where we have a nurse practitioner on board. And our licensed therapists, we do have bilingual folks, and they specialize in all sorts of therapy, CBT, DBT, you name it. And they are wonderful about meeting our clients, going through some of the issues that they're facing. We have therapists that are all different backgrounds as well. So we've had just a great therapy program. We do see children. We do definitely see adolescents as well. And then sometimes we can even go up to young adults as well.
I'm guessing that your big satisfaction, the reason you're involved in with CSI and with this work, is what you get to see the healing process and that take root, and then these people come out of your training and your process that you have to help them overcome this, and they're much better people and better equipped to handle life. I imagine that's a big part of your good feeling that you get out of this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm kind of the mouthpiece, but I do see a lot of our clients just, you know, they come in, you know, they're really going through it, but I love seeing what our staff can do, especially Logan here. Their lives just become brighter. I don't know how to explain it. You know, they love our staff, and I can let Logan kind of talk about her experience with that as well.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of cases where, you know, they come in and they don't really know where to start. But as they grow through our program, you kind of see them become passionate about things again, like their education or their employment or, you know, motherhood, things like that. And they kind of take their life back.
Couple of testimonial statements on this release that I might mention too. One said, there was this huge change within myself where there was a trauma that happened years ago that I didn't realize I was still holding on to. I don't think I realized how much stress consumed me until after I started really focusing on it and talking about it. You give them the opportunity to do that, obviously. And then another statement from a former family empowerment client said, I'm grateful I went through the family empowerment program with my family because it healed a lot of my mental health. The people at CSI have been amazing. A lot of times that's just the first step, having safe people to talk about your experience and then that empathy that you extend, right?
Right.
It's a big thing. Anything else either of you ladies would like to mention in connection with what the Child Saving Institute does or what you offer?
Well, I could go on and on for hours, but you could always visit our website, childsaving.org. You can see all of our program listings there, our services that we offer, and then you can also look more into both of our therapy services and as well as our family empowerment program that's right under domestic violence and support tab. You can also just, if you want to inquire more about the program or you want to actually become a part of the family empowerment program, our form is right on that webpage on the bottom. So that's where I would lead your folks to.
Okay. Childsaving.org is the website, so you can check it out there. And our guests this morning have been Afra Rashid. She's a community outreach specialist with the Child Saving Institute, and she has been joined by family support specialist Logan Ditter. And we thank you both for coming on the show this morning. Thanks for the great work that you do in helping to heal young women who have been a part of domestic or teen dating violence. Okay.
Thank you.